After the first few million years, the matter was spread out. It wasn't quite spread uniformly. There were slight fluctuations in the density of the matter. And if the fluctuation was large enough, more than about 100 light years across, a distance called the Jeans length, then the matter could start collapsing under its own gravitational attraction, and it formed objects like this called globular clusters. Collapsed into a lump, the individual lumps collapsed into smaller lumps called stars, and so our universe contained the first stars clustering together in these globular clusters. And as more and more of these formed, so the globular clusters themselves amalgamated to form galaxies, the sort of galaxies we see populating the universe today. Now, those very ancient stars were mostly very massive stars. They're extremely hot, and they were extremely short-lived. The bigger a star is, the faster it consumes its nuclear fuel, and the faster it goes through its lifetime. What happens is that the star starts consuming the hydrogen and helium of which it's made, and converts them into heavier elements. There's a limit to that process, and when the source of energy, the fuel, runs out, the star collapses in on itself, and at the same time its outer layers get thrown off. And in that way, the earliest stars collapsed, threw off their outsides, and enriched the universe with heavier elements. To start with, we'd had nothing but hydrogen and helium and tiny, tiny amounts of slightly heavier elements like beryllium and so on. When the death of the first stars occurred, carbon and oxygen and nitrogen and elements like that started to enter the story. We are now a few million years after the initial Big Bang. The first most massive stars have gone through their lifetime. The galaxies are starting to form. The dark dust that you can see here, much of that is made up of the remnants of early stars that blew themselves to pieces, gas clouds of hydrogen and other elements, which will in turn collapse to form second generation stars. Let's get a bit closer to home. Our own sun formed between 4.5 and 5,000 billion years ago. It formed as a third generation star. That is to say that the material of which it is made has formed stars, collapsed and been blown out again at least twice before our own sun formed. So as well as hydrogen and helium, it contains significant quantities of heavier elements like carbon and oxygen and nitrogen and metals such as iron and calcium and so on. Our own sun is just about the most standard and average star you could expect to find. It's what we call a yellow dwarf. Its total lifetime is about 12 billion years. So it formed 4.5 billion years ago. It's something like just a bit less than halfway through its lifetime at present. It actually sits near the about two-thirds of the way out in its galaxy. This is not our galaxy, it's the Andromeda galaxy, but if we transpose the Sun, it sits something like there, out in the periphery of the galaxy, well out of the violent events of the galactic centre.